Masechet Kelim Perek Yud Bet Mishnah He. A nail generally cannot become tameh. It's not considered to be its own utensil, but it's secondary to something else. But we'll start by talking about which nails are used on their own. Mishnah says, Masmer shehitkino lehiyot poteach ve'no'el bo. A nail that a person bent or sharpened so it could be used to open or close a door. Tameh can become tameh because now it's a keli in its own right. It was a nail, but that nail was fashioned in a different shape, and therefore now it became a keli. He'asui l'shmira tahor. If a nail was made as a marker for security purposes, it was placed in the door of a room, and you wanted to see if it changed its position, which would have implied that somebody entered the room. So it was placed there as a marker. We say that type of nail is a tahor. It's tahor because it doesn't do any active work. It's not a keli, which work could be done. Masmer shehitkino lehiyot poteach bo et havit, a nail that a person designated to be used for opening a barrel of wine. Rabbi Akiva mitameh. Rabbi Akiva says it can become tameh because it was designated as a keli that performs work. V'achamim etaharin ad shisrefenu. But hachamim say no, it's tahor until one hardens it. Metal could be hardened by putting it in fire and then dipping it in water very quickly. While it's very hot, it would harden and make the utensil stronger. Before being hardened, it cannot be used since it may break the barrel. Hachamim say that since the nail has to be hardened before it has the ability to really work, it's not something that work could be done with until that point. But Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, says no, it could be used al yedei adahak. Even though it's difficult to do it, it still could be used before it's hardened to open up the barrel. So therefore, the designating it alone for that purpose is enough to turn it into a utensil, enough to turn it into a keli. Now we'll talk about a bar that was put into a wooden column that stands at the front of a money changer's stall. The money changer would remove the shutter and place it on the column for use as a counter, and the bar would support the shutter. So it would open up from a shutter that would close the opening, and then it would just directly turn into a counter. The bar would be there at all times, even after the shutter was put back into place. Masmer shel shulhani tahor. The bar of a money changer is tahor. It's intended to be attached to the column, which is attached to the ground. And if it's attached to the ground, it cannot become tameh. It doesn't have the ability to become tameh. That is the opinion of Tana Kama. Rabbi Sadok metameh. Rabbi Sadok says it can become tameh because it's not always attached to the column. There are times when the money changer would detach the bar and use it for other purposes. So therefore, according to Rabbi Sadok, that would be enough to view it as not attached to the ground. Hachamim say no, it's detached very infrequently, and therefore it's considered to be a keli that's attached to the ground. The Mishnayot here have machlokot between Rabbi Sadok and the Hachamim, and they're not in an organized fashion, so now we'll present them all together. Shilosha dvarim Rabbi Sadok metameh v'hachamim metaharim. There are three things that Rabbi Sadok says have the ability to become tameh, and the rabbis say no, they're always tahor. Masmer shel shulhani, the bar of a money changer, va'aron shel garosot, the cabinet of a bean grinder, u'masmer shel even sha'ot, and the pin of a sundial, v'Rabbi Sadok metameh v'hachamim metaharin. In all these cases, Rabbi Sadok says they can become tameh, and Hachamim say no, that they always remain tahor.